Last year, KCHFT and Kent County Council received funding from the Ministry of Housing, Communities and Local Government to improve access to healthcare. The two-year project began in October 2018 with focus on improving the health of people and families from the Roma and other migrant communities and to reduce health inequalities. Hetty's Hero. Joe Trahan finds out how One You smoke-free advisor Liz Miller helped mum Jez Chapman quit smoking for the sake of her baby. First-time mum Jess Chapman, 28, was determined to quit smoking during her pregnancy after receiving shocking news during a routine midwife appointment. "I didn't see my midwife Tracy until I was around 12 weeks pregnant, as I didn't actually know I was pregnant until quite late," explained Jess, who lives in Dover with her partner Matt. During the booking-in process, Tracy told me she needed to do a breath test to measure the amount of carbon monoxide, a poisonous chemical that's found in cigarette smoke, in my bloodstream. "As a smoker, my reading was 9 parts per million, PPM, which is the usual level for someone smoking between 5 and 10 cigarettes a day. But Tracy explained that for an unborn baby, the risk is doubled, so her reading would be 18 PPM. All women are now routinely offered a carbon monoxide reading when booking in with a midwife. Jess said, "I felt absolutely awful, so guilty. It's not nice to know that you've been subjecting your unborn child to a horrible poison, which could affect their health. When Tracy told me I could get a referral for a smoke-free advisor to come to my home and support me to quit, I was really happy to hear I could get help. Home visits were absolutely perfect for me, as they were completely flexible and fitted around my work shifts as well. I also have issues around anxiety, so I wouldn't have coped with a group setting." One You smoke-free advisor, Liz Miller, visited Jess at home each week for around 8 weeks, during which she gave her advice and support to go smoke-free. Liz said, "At first Jess was anxious about her quit attempt and not hugely confident that she would be able to do it. But after listening to the implications about what happens to babies who are subjected to carbon monoxide, she was more determined. It was made much easier by partner Matt, who is a non-smoker and who was really supportive." Jess said, "At first I tried an inhalator to help with the cravings, but I didn't like it, so I switched to patches before finally quitting nicotine completely. I really couldn't have done it without Liz's support and guidance. She was amazing." Baby Hetty was born in March 2019 and is healthy and well. The smoke-free home visit service is available to women in Thanet, Dover and Folkestone. Talk to your midwife or call 0300 123 1220 for more details. The One You smoke-free service is open to anyone aged 18 and over across Kent. Visit www.oneukent.org or call 0300 123 1220. Smoke-free midwife Rachel Garrett said, "High levels of carbon monoxide are found in cigarette smoke. When you smoke, thousands of toxins are released into your body, which are transferred to your baby through the placenta. If you smoke when you are pregnant, your baby is at serious risk of low birth weight, prematurity, childhood diseases, or stillbirth."
Knowing your child is in safe hands. Every parent enjoys a little me time away from the demands of family life. But when you have a child with additional health needs or a disability, that's not so easy to arrange. And that's where our home-based short breaks team can help, as Anna Hind found out. 2-year-old twins Reggie and Lucas Goldsack love the garden and sensory rooms at Wind Chimes, a modern and colourful building with far-reaching views over the sea and Herne Bay. Wind Chimes is a tranquil but fun place to explore for toddlers and preschoolers who attend Stay and Play each month. Reggie and Lucas are big fans, but the cheeky pair also need to spend a lot of time sitting down to be fed. Their diet is liquid, in the form of a 45 milk, 5 times a day, given through a Mick Key feeding tube straight into their tummies. After a stressful pregnancy with lots of complications, the twins were born at Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, QEQM, hospital, in Margate, on Christmas Day, at 27 weeks. They spent 13 weeks in the neonatal baby units at Medway Maritime Hospital, and William Harvey Hospital before being transferred back to QEQM. Mum Sinead said, when they were discharged and we finally brought them home, they were fine, bottle feeding but being sick a lot. Then they started losing interest in their feeds and they ended up back in hospital. When we brought them home for a second time, it was with a feeding plan in place and the boys have been tube-fed or peg-fed ever since. The demands of 5 feeds a day, which can each take an hour to digest, and the twins are sick a lot too, was stressful for parents Sinead and Darren Goldsack and resulted in a referral to the home-based short breaks team. At that point, children's support workers Kerry Norrie and Claire Binding entered the Goldsacks' lives, and the family hasn't looked back since. Kerry and Claire provide one-to-one care for 3 hours each week, meaning Sinead can get on with things such as food shopping, visiting the gym or going for a coffee, free from the demands of the feeding routine. Sinead said, 3 hours a week might not seem much, but it gives me a chance to get things done. When the respite falls in the holidays, it gives me a chance to spend quality time with my daughter Leah, who often misses out because of the demands of the boys. There aren't many people who can look after Reggie and Lucas and who know how to do their feeds and who we feel safe leaving them with, so Kerry and Claire are invaluable to us. The first time we dropped the boys at the stay and play, Darren and I didn't know what to do with ourselves for the whole day. Now we enjoy it for the well-deserved break it is. Wind Chimes is run by Kent County Council in partnership with us, and while during term time the unit is home to children with disabilities when they were at school, the centre was sitting empty. That's when our home-based short breaks team recognised an opportunity. Tracy Smith, team leader for Specialist Children's Short Break Services, approached centre manager Matt Grice to ask if they could use the facilities. Starting with half a day, the stay-and-play session proved so popular, the team decided to extend it to a full day, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m, and this has proved to be a winning formula for everyone involved. Tracy said, "We enable parents to have time away from their child, knowing they are in safe hands. Sometimes we are the only respite families get. What mum or dad does with that time might be as simple as going for a coffee, but they can do so without worry. They trust us with their child's care and know that we will do everything we can to support them. I'm so proud of the team and I can see the difference we make to families. My team members often become part of the family." Giving homeless people a reason to smile. If eyes are the window into our souls, what do our teeth say about us? Our community dental services in East Kent and inner and outer North East London support a vast range of people of all ages and backgrounds to have healthier mouths and smiles. Jane Barlow and Anna Hind found out more. While living on the street, Steve Cullen would use a Brillo pad to clean his teeth. He had no toothbrush and nowhere to brush his teeth. Also, he just didn't care. Steve, 42, became homeless following a relationship breakdown and the loss of his scaffolding job. Initially, he was sofa surfing, but then fell in with the wrong crowd, began drinking heavily, taking drugs, and soon ended up on the streets. He blames the crack cocaine he smoked for his tooth decay and loss of several teeth. Now trying desperately to turn his life around, Steve was thrilled to see an NHS mobile dental surgery park up outside the Doctors of the World London Clinic in Bethnal Green to treat homeless people. He was able to simply walk in, give his details and within a few hours have a check-up, scale and a polish, x-ray and impressions taken for dentures. Steve, who has recently been given a room in a hostel, said, "My teeth are damaged from smoking and drinking and from taking drugs. When I go for jobs, I think they hold me back. They affect everything I do. I try not to smile so that no one can see them. I'm always very conscious of my teeth. Having my teeth properly cleaned by a dentist and having missing teeth replaced would make such a difference." Our unit regularly parks at the Doctors of the World project and visits other homeless projects in London, where the dental team usually sees around 8 to 12 patients each time. The team includes a dentist, dental assistant, admin assistant and driver. Dentist Isabel Margot said, "When people have no fixed address, they often feel they can't register with the dentist, when actually they could, giving a care of address. Some of the patients we see might not have seen a dentist in a very long time. Some are alcoholics and some are drug addicts. They often only come to see us when things have got really bad and they are in pain. The dental hygiene of those living on the streets is usually very poor. We find our patients are often very grateful. Just doing something very small for them can make a big difference. Anyone with no fixed address can just turn up and immediately see the dentist or be asked to come back later in the day if the dentist is busy. This can include people who are sofa surfing, living in hostels or homeless. Also, GPs and those who work with homeless people refer patients. Posters are put up in homeless shelters, letting the community know where the van will be and when. On the same day that Steve was treated, a 53-year-old homeless man was first in the queue, having a third appointment with the service to have dentures fitted. The man, who did not want to be named or photographed, said, "Crisis told me about the service as I'm homeless and I don't have a dentist. I've had all my teeth out, they're all gone. I want dentures so I can eat and so that I can speak properly. It would make a big difference. It's a great service." Complicated surgery is all in a day's work. An oral surgery service in East London has reduced patient waiting times from 4 months to 4 weeks for initial assessment. Traditionally, patients in Hornchurch attended a main hospital for oral surgery, with lengthy waiting times and travel into central London or Essex. But now they can be seen and treated at South Hornchurch Health Centre in East London by specialist oral surgeon Dr. Maria Devine, accredited Level 2 oral surgeon Dr. Laura Mallon, and dental nurse team leader Olga Papinok. The team deals with complicated dental surgery that regular high street dentists are unable to complete, such as patients with complex medical problems, impacted wisdom teeth or buried teeth and roots. Maria said, "The patients we see are often anxious and in pain, but we are able to give them time and reassurance. As a result, we manage to treat almost all patients referred to us. It can be a very stressful job at times, as the procedures can be complicated and unpredictable." On the road, a mobile dental service which treats homeless people in East London is celebrating a year of being on the road this summer. Working in three London boroughs, Tower Hamlets, Hackney and Newham, the Community Dental Service van is a fully functioning surgery on wheels and can treat any dental issues that patients arrive with. Cleaning, fillings, making dentures and taking out teeth are the most common jobs carried out by dentist Isabel Morgetts. But the job is not without its challenges, she explained. "We're working with a diverse population, and use of drugs and alcohol can also complicate things. Many of my patients lead chaotic lives, and they struggle with oral hygiene. But that's what makes it interesting. Those who seek us out are positive about the treatment and grateful for what we can do for them. Some patients have long-standing problems, and being able to resolve this or make improvements for them is a good feeling. I know I'm making a real difference to people's lives." The van works a rolling rota across the three boroughs and has links with homeless soup kitchens, day centres and missions to advertise the service. Open wide for kitchen checkup. A trip out for a checkup or treatment would be almost impossible for Julian and Elsie Lord, so instead the dentist goes to them. Julian, 88, has had teeth out in the comfort of his own home, and recently Elsie, 87, had a checkup and filling in her kitchen after making an appointment with the dental domiciliary service because of toothache. Julian, who gets about with a walking frame, has been housebound for several years. Elsie can get out, but it's a struggle and would mean leaving her husband on his own. Not ideal, after he had a fall at home, breaking 6 ribs. The couple, who live in Hackney, have a carer and cleaner to help them. Elsie said, "I have osteoporosis, so I can't walk far. I don't like to ask relatives to take me to the dentist, as they have their own busy lives. It's hard for older people. My tooth has been hurting a lot, so it was good to get an appointment and not have to try and get to the surgery. Not only is that hard, but I feel more relaxed in my own home. It's also nice to see people and to have a chat." Our dental domiciliary service in Kent and London provides dental treatment for patients who cannot reach a dental surgery because of physical or mental disability. Patients are treated in their own homes or in residential accommodations such as nursing homes. Eligible patients include people who are housebound or with learning disabilities, those with physical disabilities, and patients in hospital or hospices, whether short or long term. Services can include fillings, teeth cleaning, extractions and dentures. Dentist Nicola Pearson said, "People who are housebound qualify to use our community dental service so we can make sure everyone has access to dental health. We understand it can be difficult for some people to attend a surgery. Some of the people we go to see can't even get down their own stairs. If it's an older person who has dementia, a trip to the dentist can disorientate them and we also find they can be more cooperative in familiar surroundings at home. We normally have a dentist go to people's homes every day of the week. They can do checkups, cleaning, simple fillings and dentures. More complicated procedures would have to be done at a surgery or possibly in hospital. We can also issue prescriptions if they are needed. Patients can be referred by a healthcare professional such as a dentist, a doctor, a pharmacist or a district nurse. The service can be contacted by emailing kcht.communitydentalservice@nhs.net. Taking time to care. It was the first time Henry Griggs from Chingford had been to the dentist at Hainault Health Centre, and it was a thumbs up from the 24-year-old. Henry had a general check-up and had his teeth scaled by senior dentist Nadia Amin, and both Henry, who has Down syndrome, and his mum Bridget were thrilled with the care he received. Bridget said, "This is the first time we have been to this clinic, and we will definitely return. We've only waited a few weeks for an appointment, and I'm very happy with the care he's received. It's always difficult when you are responsible for someone else, because you want it to be more than okay."
It gives me a sense of belonging. Struggling to say a word, not being able to think of the right word, missing words out, and saying one word when you mean another can be tough. Jane Barlow met some people who together are finding their voice. Conversation flows at a community cafe in Whitstable on a Monday morning when a group of people who have had a stroke or a brain injury meet up for a cuppa and a chat. The group was set up by speech and language therapist Megan Thomas. She decided several of her patients would benefit from group sessions following on from individual therapy. Those attending all have a communication difficulty called aphasia, which is a language disorder resulting from brain damage to the areas of the brain responsible for language. It can affect a person's ability to talk and to understand what is being said, as well as their ability to read and write, while leaving other cognitive abilities and their intellect intact. Members of the group are encouraged to simply drop in for a chat so they can practice communication skills, regain confidence, and to share experience. Each week there is a different topic to stimulate conversation. Megan said, "The group allows patients an opportunity to practice the skills they have learned in therapy in a supported environment. It gives them confidence to speak and communicate with others who've had similar experiences and who understand what it is like to live with aphasia. The sessions allow the patients to lead the conversation. As a speech and language therapist, my main role in the group is to help encourage and repair conversation." Jackie Downs, 57, of Sea Salter, is one of those who pops along. Jackie had surgery for a benign brain tumour 2.5 years ago. She said, "I'd taken lots of books with me to hospital, but after the surgery I found I couldn't read or write things down. Everything just seemed like a total jumble. I can read now, but not for long, without my brain getting tired. I'd worked as a finance assistant, but after the surgery I couldn't understand numbers, and I've had to go back to children's books to learn. Things are much better now, but I still struggle to find the right word, and I forget simple things. The group has been great for me, as I've met others who've had similar problems. When I can't think of a word, they understand." Stephen Spare, 56, of Herne Bay, a former engineer, has struggled with his speech since suffering a stroke 7 years ago. He said, "After the stroke, I could understand what people around me were saying, but I couldn't speak. It was so frustrating. I've had to learn to talk again. I'm very slowly getting better. The group sessions are brilliant. I've met people I would never have met who've had very similar experiences to me. When we see each other struggling for words, we help each other out." Michael Phillips, 62, of Whitstable, had a stroke 3 years ago. As he lives alone, going to the group gives him the opportunity to socialise and chat. He said, "It gives me a great sense of belonging and a chance to get out and meet people. It's what I need." To find out more about our adult speech and language therapy services in your area, please visit www.kentcht.nhs.uk/SLT. A little change can make a big difference. Our occupational therapists work with patients to make their lives a little easier. Anna Hind went to meet one lady who, since her diagnosis of multiple sclerosis, MS, 10 years ago, has worked with one of our occupational therapists to help her better manage at home. "This wasn't the retirement we had planned," says Jill Stowe as she sits in her armchair, overlooking the garden at her home in Herne Bay. 10 years ago, Jill was diagnosed with MS and admits it knocked her down. "I was always running around, busy and working, but my foot kept dropping, and after a couple of inconclusive MRI scans, I had a lumbar puncture, which revealed some abnormalities. The consultant said we're going to hang a label on this. It's MS." Despite this devastating news, Jill admits she was relieved in a way. "I'd previously worked with someone with MS, so I knew a bit about it, and to be honest, I thought it's better than a brain tumour." The diagnosis meant that Jill decided to retire early from her job with British Gas, where she was responsible for education, promotion and demonstrations of gas appliances to schools and older people who needed adaptations to their cookers. "It's funny in a way," says Jill. "I always thought MS was a disability associated with older people, but now I know long-term health conditions can affect anyone of any age. It's made me realise that none of us should hold back on doing what we want to do when we can. Now I always say to people, don't put off tomorrow what you can do today." The 60-year-old, who celebrated her birthday last year with a garden party for friends and family, was under the care of the MS nurses at Kent and Canterbury Hospital when she was referred to our intermediate care team and occupational therapist, Amelia Clover, for some advice and help at home as her mobility was getting worse. Amelia visited Jill and husband Keith, who is her main carer, to see how and what they were using to transfer Jill from bed to chair. And Amelia was surprised and worried to see Keith carrying his wife across the upstairs landing. Amelia said it was not ideal for either Jill or Keith. "We trialled a Sara Steady, a standing aid with a drop-down seat that the person can then be moved around on, and this was a much safer option. It worked a treat. My job is to look at the whole person, their home life and their setup, to see how I can make things better. It involves a lot of problem solving and working with the patient to point out what they could do or use in their home to make their life easier." A big issue for Jill was the thought of moving her bed downstairs, something she saw as another step downhill. "I didn't warm to the idea at first, and I didn't like the idea of having a hospital bed in what was the dining room. There's enough medical equipment in this house, and I was reluctant to have more. But Amelia was brilliant. She didn't force me into a decision, but just left me to think about it. Very clever of her, really. I eventually came round to the idea, and the bed I have, although it is a hospital-style bed, has a wood finish, and so it doesn't look too bad." Amelia said, "I tried to get Jill to focus on the positives of the move to a downstairs room, mainly that it was a lot safer than being upstairs for both Jill and her husband. I'm here to help, but the final decision has to be the patient's." Jill can no longer walk and uses a wheelchair when she goes to her weekly visit to the MS Therapy Centre in Canterbury for oxygen therapy, a massage or reflexology, all of which help her manage fatigue associated with MS. Jill has now been discharged from Amelia's caseload as the agreed treatment planned has been achieved, but she knows she can always call on her again if and when the condition changes and she needs more support. "I have Amelia's phone number on speed dial," jokes Jill. Although the ICT team is a short-term service with an average treatment plan of 6 weeks per patient, the door is always open. Amelia said, "Our ethos is to help people to remain at home safely with the right interventions in place. Even small ideas or changes can have a big difference to the quality of someone's life." What is MS? Multiple sclerosis is a condition that affects the brain and spinal cord, and once diagnosed, MS stays with a person for life. It can cause a wide range of symptoms and affect any part of the body. Each person with a condition is affected differently, and symptoms, including fatigue, numbness, muscle spasms, weakness, fits, and mobility problems, are unpredictable. Treatment is available to help manage the condition and associated symptoms. For more information, visit the MS Society website, www.mssociety.org.uk. Overcoming fears to become fitter. Many of us can find going to the gym an intimidating experience, but imagine if you were also worried about finding your way there, getting through reception and having to talk to new people. These are just some of the issues that adults with learning disabilities might face, which is why we have Moving On Up. The 10-week programme provides support and encouragement for those who would benefit from exercise, but who might be fearful of going to the gym or a swimming pool on their own. The group is run by occupational therapists and physiotherapists in our community learning disability team and run in conjunction with qualified fitness instructors who provide personalised and adapted fitness programmes to suit individual needs. Moving On Up sessions are held at the Stour Centre in Ashford on Thursdays and at Folkestone Sports Centre on Fridays, with plans to set up groups in Swale and at other locations too. The sessions include time in the gym using exercise bikes, treadmills, cross trainers, rowing machines and free weights, followed by aqua aerobics in the swimming pool for those who still have the energy and enjoy time in the water. James Green, 36, is normally accompanied by his mum or dad. His mum, Nicola, said, "His goal is to get fit and healthy, to make new friends and to lose weight. People with learning disabilities can end up isolated, so it's good for him to get out of the house, to interact and to talk to other gym users. He needs a social environment, otherwise he can withdraw into himself. Going to the gym is much more than just exercise for him." Kevin Martin, 37, goes to the group with his mum, and afterwards the pair enjoy lunch in the Stour Centre Cafe. Mum Barbara said, "He loves going to the group and he knows exactly what he needs to do. The first time it was a bit daunting, but now he is eager to go. He's lost weight and toned up a bit, and it's a social thing too." Greg Maynard, 55, also enjoys going to the group. He said, "It's good to get fitter. It's fun and I know it does me good." The group has been running for around 8 years. Occupational therapist Laura Zingstra-Matson said, "Clients get so much from the sessions. As well as physical fitness, we've seen that exercise can positively boost mood, develop body awareness and coordination. Everyone who comes to us starts with a goal, whether it is to lose weight, be more confident or make new friends. We help them to achieve it by breaking down what it may involve. As the weeks go on, clients tend to need less and less support, and it is great when some join a gym on their own or with the correct amount of support after the 10 weeks with us." Occupational therapy assistant practitioner Bernadette Riley added, "For some, even just getting to the gym and walking in the door can be hard. They might be worried about getting on the bus or getting through the reception area. We help to make it as simple as possible and offer support. Some clients might be autistic and not like noise, in which case we can give them special headphones which help them to block out noise and to focus. If someone is worried about talking to the receptionist, we can write down what they want on a card so they can simply show it when they arrive." To find out more about our Community Learning Disability Team and the Moving On Up group, please visit www.kentcht.nhs.uk/LD.
All in a day's work. Angie Curtis, occupational therapist. The occupational therapy team based at Whitstable and Tankerton Hospital treats patients on the ward who need rehabilitation before they can go home. Angie Curtis joined the NHS 23 years ago as an assistant occupational therapist. She now works as an occupational therapist. "My day starts with a team meeting when we discuss and review patients' progress and discharge plans. I'm based at Whitstable and Tankerton Hospital. However, I also help out at the other community hospitals as needed." The occupational therapist's perspective is a holistic one. We take a broad overview of the person and look at the physical, social aspects and psychological aspects of care. That's what I enjoy the most. I started my training later in life, I was in my 40s and my children were becoming more independent as they hit their early teens. I'd had experience caring for my dad, and that's when I became interested in looking at things like fall risk and how easily trips and slips can happen at home. I liked the idea of helping people, and I applied for and was offered the role of an occupational therapy assistant at a rehab centre. It gave me a real insight into the job, and I soon wanted to know more. I started an Open University health and social care qualification, and I grabbed every opportunity for secondment and on-the-job training that came along. Going back to the classroom was scary to begin with, but I wasn't the oldest student in the room, and it was a real challenge using a PC to complete assignments. Every day is different and every patient is different. One of my favourite memories is one of my patients who had limited use of her upper arm as a result of a stroke. As part of her rehab, I encouraged her to practice touching her nose every day. One day I caught her showing off her skills to the other patients on the ward. Once she was discharged, I visited her at home and she made me a cup of tea. To see her do that simple task highlighted how rewarding my job can be. At the end of a busy day, it's nice to unwind with a country walk or a glass of wine. In my free time, I love spending time with my family, especially my four small grandchildren, James, Henry, Alex, and Sophie. Your guide to local minor injury units. We provide more than 60 services across Kent, East Sussex, and London to keep you in the best of health. For many of our services, you will need a referral from a GP or other healthcare professional. However, there are services you can contact yourself. Here are some you might find useful. Minor Injuries Units, MIU, run by KCHFT. Cuts or bruises, strains or sprains, or possibly broken bones, you don't need an appointment to pop into one of our minor injury units. Some of our units treat minor illnesses too. Edenbridge and District War Memorial Hospital, Mill Hill, Edenbridge, TN8 5DA. Phone 01732 862 137. 8:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. every day of the year. Closed Christmas Day. X-ray 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Closed between 1 and 2 p.m. Gravesham Community Hospital. Bath Street, Gravesend, DA 11 0DG. Phone 01474 360816. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. Royal Victoria Hospital, Folkestone. Radnor Park Avenue, Folkestone CT19 5BN. Phone 01303 852727. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. Seven Oaks Hospital, Hospital Road, Seven Oaks, TN13 3PG. Phone 01732 470200. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday, closed bank holidays. Sheppey Community Hospital, Plover Road, Minster-on-Sea, ME12 3LT. Phone 01795 879 104. 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day of the year, closed Christmas Day. X-ray 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday to Friday, closed bank holidays. Sittingbourne Memorial Hospital, Bell Road, Sittingbourne, ME10 4DT. Phone 01795 418 300. 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday and Sundays, including bank holidays. Victoria Hospital, Deal, London Road, Deal, CT14 9UA. Phone 01304 865 437. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday to Friday, closed bank holidays. For more information about MI use listed here, please visit www.kentcht.nhs.uk/MIU. Need waiting times for MIUs and A&Es in East Kent? Download Waitless from the App Store or Google Play. For information about other health services, go to Health Help Now at www.healthhelpnow-nhs.net. If you need advice or treatment and don't know where to go, please phone 111 before visiting an accident and emergency centre. Your local pharmacist may also be able to advise. You can find details at www.nhs.uk. MIUs run by other providers include Canterbury, Kent and Canterbury Hospital, Ethelbert Road, Canterbury, CT1 3NG. Phone 01227 766 877. Switchboard. www.ekhuft.nhs.uk. Open 24 hours a day. X-ray 8am to 8pm Monday to Friday, 8am to 4pm Saturday and Sunday. Crowborough War Memorial Hospital, Southview Road, Crowborough TN6 1HB. Phone 01892 603 602. www.sussexcommunity.nhs.uk. 8am to 8pm. Last booking is at 7:45pm every day of the year. Closed Christmas Day. X-ray 9am to 4:15pm Monday to Friday. Dover Buckland Hospital, Coombe Valley Road, Dover, CT17 0HD. Phone 01304 222 621. www.ekhuft.nhs.uk. 8am to 8pm every day of the year. X-ray 9am to 4:45pm Monday to Friday. East Grinstead, Queen Victoria Hospital, Holt Road, East Grinstead, West Sussex, RH19 3DZ. Switchboard 01342 414 000. www.qvh.nhs.uk. 8am to 8pm every day of the year. X-ray 9am to 5pm Monday to Friday, 9am to 1pm Saturday and Sunday, and 10am to 1pm bank holidays. Faversham. Faversham Health Centre, Bank Street, Faversham, ME13 8QR. Phone 01795 562 011. www.favershammedicalpractice.nhs.uk. 8am to 8pm every day of the year. X-ray 10am to 4pm Monday to Friday. Gillingham, Balmoral Gardens Walking Centre, Balmoral Gardens, Gillingham, ME7 5LF. Phone 01634 331177. www.medwayhealthcarecentre.nhs.uk. 8am to 8pm every day of the year. No X-ray service. Herne Bay, Queen Victoria Memorial Hospital, King Edward Avenue, Herne Bay, Kent, CT6 6EB. Phone 01227 594 700. www.parksurgery.net. 8am to 8pm every day of the year. No X-ray service. Whitstable Estuary View Medical Centre, Borman Way, Whitstable, CT5 3SE. Phone 01227 284309. www.whitstablemedicalpractice.co.uk. 8am to 8pm every day of the year. X-ray 8am to 8pm Monday to Friday. MIUs operated by GPs include Ashford, Kingsnorth, Kingsnorth Medical Practice Ashford Road, King's North, Ashford, TN23, 3ED. Phone 01233 610 140. www.kingsnorthmedicalpractice.co.uk. 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Monday to Friday, closed bank holidays. No X-ray service. Ashford, Willsborough. Willsborough Health Centre, Bentley Road, Willsborough, Ashford, TN24 0HZ. Phone 01233 621 626. www.willsboroughhealthcentre.co.uk. 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Monday to Friday, closed bank holidays and weekends, and no X-ray service. Aylsham. Aylsham Medical Practice, Queen's Road, Aylsham, CT3 3BB. Phone 01304 840415. www.aylshammedicalpractice.co.uk. 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday, closed bank holidays and weekends, and no X-ray service. Charing. Charing Practice, Surgery Close, Charing, Ashford, TN27 0AW. Phone 01233 714 490. www.charingpractice.co.uk. 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Monday to Friday, closed bank holidays and weekends, and no X-ray service. Ham Street. Ham Street Surgery, Rookins Road, Ham Street, Ashford, TN26 2NJ. Phone 01233 730 190. www.hamstreetsurgery.com. 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon Sunday, no X-ray service. Romney Marsh, Orchard House Surgery, Bleak Road, Lydd, Romney Marsh, TN29 9AE. Phone 01797 320 307. www.orchardhousesurgery.nhs.uk. 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday, closed weekends and bank holidays, no X-ray service. Tenterden, Ivy Court Surgery, Tenterden, TN30 6RB. Phone 01580 763 666. www.ivycourtsurgery.co.uk. 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon Saturday to Sunday, no X-ray service. Woodchurch. Woodchurch Surgery, Front Road, Woodchurch, Ashford, TN26 3SF. Phone 01233 860 236. www.woodchurchsurgery.co.uk. 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday, no X-ray service. Y Surgery, Oxenton Road, Y, TN25 5AY. Phone 01233 220 699. www.ysurgery.co.uk. 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday, no X-ray service. Your Directory of Community Services. We provide more than 60 services to keep you in the best of health. For many of our services, you will need a referral from a GP or healthcare professional. However, there are services you can contact yourself. Here are some you might find useful. Children's Therapies. Physiotherapists, occupational therapists, speech and language therapists, special nurse advisors, key workers and therapy assistants who provide a specialist therapy service for disabled children from birth to 19 years old. You can find full details at www.kentcht.nhs.uk. customer care team. If you have a comment, complaint or compliment, call the customer care team. Phone 0300 123 1807. Text 07899 903 499. Email kcht.cct@nhs.net. Dental. General Dental Services provide a full range of NHS dental treatments for patients in a high street setting. Churchill Dental Practice, Ramsgate and New Street Dental Practice, Sandwich. Phone 0300 303 4930. Falls Prevention, East Kent. 12-week prevention and assessment service for anyone at risk of falling or who has fallen. Folkestone and Ashford, phone 01303 854 488. Swale, Herne Bay and Whitstable, phone 01875 879 193. Thanet, phone 01843 254 134. Email kcht.fallskent@nhs.net. Kent Continence Service. Advice and support for anyone with bladder and bowel problems. Phone 0300 790 0310. Kent Continence Business Office Product Delivery Service. Phone 0300 123 1955 or 0330 123 4459. Newborn Hearing Screening Programme. This service offers high-quality newborn hearing screening and safe and effective assessment for babies in West Kent, Medway and Swale. Phone 0300 123 3071. Physiotherapy. In some areas you can contact the service direct, in others you will need a referral. Call to find out more. Phone 0300 123 0854. Podiatry of Foot Care. Our podiatry team specialises in foot health, from common foot problems to more complicated conditions needing surgical correction. You need to be referred by a GP or healthcare professional. Phone 0300 123 6756. Toenail Cutting Service. Starting at £13 per session, we can cut your toenails for you. Ideal for people who find it hard to look after their feet and who are not entitled to this care through the NHS. Please book in advance. Phone 0300 123 1554. www.kentcht.nhs.uk/nails. Sexual Health. Worried about symptoms, need contraception or just looking for advice? We run daytime and evening clinics with walk-in and appointment sessions. Services run across Kent. Please contact us for more information. Phone 0300 790 0245. Medway, kchft, .medwaysexualhealth@nhs.net. Kent, kcht.sexualhealthservice@nhs.net. South East Drivability. Assessment and advice on driving, car adaptation and car choice for disabled drivers and passengers. Email kcht.sedrivability@nhs.net. Phone 0300 013 4886. Advice for carers. Carers Trust, national charity with a network of partner organisations providing services to carers. Phone 0844 800 4361. Web www.carers.org. Carers UK. Carers UK helps millions of people who look after an older, disabled or seriously ill family member or friend. Phone 0808 808 7777. Web www.carersuk.org. Carers Direct. Confidential information and advice for carers. Phone 0300 123 1053. Web www.nhs.uk/carers-direct. East Kent Carers Consortium provides carer assessment and support services by identifying family carers and arranging for their needs to be assessed, working closely with Carers First and Involve Kent. Web www.eastkentcarers.org.uk. Kent County Council. Find out what help is available for carers. Phone 03000 416161. For emergency support out of hours, phone 03000 419191. Web www.kent.gov.uk. You can also find more help and advice on our website www.kentcht.nhs.uk/carers. One New Kent, free services by Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust. As part of the One New Kent programme, we provide One You Lifestyle Advisors. Small changes can make a big difference, and we can support you to make the changes that will work for you. So whether you want to quit smoking, lose weight, or just generally feel better about life, we can help. One You Smoke Free. Most smokers want to quit, and if you're one of them, we can help. We have clinics and groups at times and days to suit most people. If you can't get to us, we can offer phone appointments or consultations via Skype. You can also get nicotine replacement therapy on prescription. One New Weight Loss, East Kent only. For healthy weight services in West Kent, contact your local borough council. If you want to lose weight and keep it off, you can join one of our One New Weight Loss groups. Sessions are free and cover healthy eating on a budget, portion control, food labelling and getting active. It's based on guidelines from the British Heart Foundation. One New Health Walks. Led by friendly volunteers, health walks are great for people who are recovering from illness or who need an extra bit of motivation to take exercise. They are fun, friendly and free. No need to book. NHS Health Checks. If you're aged 40 to 74, you could be eligible for a free NHS health check. Health checks take just 30 minutes and check your risk of developing heart disease, diabetes or kidney disease in the future. Speak to your GP or call 0300 123 1220 to find a clinic near you. We can also provide checks in the workplace. Email oneu.kent@nhs.net, www.oneukent.org.uk, because there's only one you. And that concludes the reading of Community Health, Summer 2019, Caring for You Close to Home, provided by Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust.